Michigan High School Athletic Association Tournament Girls Basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC is brought to you by Village Inn, Lighthouse Title, Central Park Law, Glenda's Lakewood Flowers, OK Tire Stores, Van Wieren Hardware, Holland Aquatic Center, Sales Heating and Cooling, and Hop Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Greg Chandler.
And a pleasant good Tuesday evening to you from Vanderslice Gymnasium inside Granville High School. Welcome to High School Basketball 2023-24 on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. It is a Division I quarterfinal contest in the Michigan High School Girls Basketball Tournament tonight between two OK Red Conference rivals as the West Ottawa Panthers, 20-6 on the season, take on the defending state champion Rams of Rockford High School, who are 23-1 on the season. My name is Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you. The two teams going through their shoot-around right now, the respective head coaches, Paul Chapman of West Ottawa, Brad Wilson of Rockford, talking right in front of the scores table. And we are looking forward to bringing you an exciting contest. And this is uncharted territory for West Ottawa. This is their first quarterfinal contest since the Reagan administration. You go back to 1986 when Karen Beverwick led West Ottawa to the state semifinals that year, and they got to the final weekend before they lost to Saginaw High. But the Panthers have put together a tremendous run here in this tournament, beating Zeeland West, Grand Haven, Kennewa Hills, and Byron Center to get to this Division I game. Rockford has won the previous two meetings against West Ottawa this year. They will be heavily favored tonight. So it's going to take West Ottawa's best effort of the season to come away with the win. But we saw this a week ago. Zeeland West was an underdog against Muskegon. They had lost to the Big Reds twice. The Ducks upended the Big Reds and end up going to the Breslin Center. Can the Panthers duplicate what the Ducks on the boys' side did? We will find out shortly. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will preview tonight's contest. We'll also update you on the other quarterfinal matchups going on in Division I girls basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and WHTC.com.
High school basketball now resumes on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And welcome back to Granville High School, Vanderslice Gymnasium, a gymnasium named after the late Granville principal and Hope College graduate Chris Vanderslice, who played on two Final Four teams for the Flying Dutchman in the 1980s. And we've been to this gym before. Back in 2018, we were here with the West Ottawa boys as they won an overtime epic against Muskegon High as they went on all the way to the Breslin Center for the state finals. 6 years later, the West Ottawa girls have a dream and a desire to get to the Breslin Center, and they can get there with a win tonight, but standing in the way is their longtime nemesis, the Rockford Rams. Rockford, the defending state champion, they are 23-1. West Ottawa has not beaten the Rams in 5 years. The last time the Panthers beat the Rams was back in 2020 by a score of 41-39. The Panthers got here with a 20-6 record, 10-4 in the OK Red. They finished third behind Rockford and East Kentwood. In the district tournament, they beat Zeeland West 46-39. And then defeated Grand Haven for their first district title since 2012, 60-50. Then in the regional, they defeated Kennewa Hills with a suffocating defensive effort, allowing the Knights just 4 points in the first half. They won that game 45-19. They then won their first regional since 1986 last week by defeating Byron Center by a score of 40-38. And of course, you talk about the West Ottawa Panthers, you obviously start with a young lady by the name of Gabby Reynolds. In case you didn't hear yesterday, Gabby Reynolds was named the recipient of the Mick McCabe Miss Basketball Award given to the top high school girls basketball player in the state. It was a close balloting. She edged out Lily Zienstra, the fine player from Byron Center, for that award. And now Gabby's numbers, just incredible this year. 29.4 points a game, 5.7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.7 steals. She had a 47-point game against Jenison. She has become West Ottawa's all-time career scoring leader with 1,874 points, passing Karen Beverwick, who led West Ottawa to the state semifinals in 1986. But this is not a one-girl team. Far from it. Paul Chapman doesn't play a lot of players, but the players he does play have been solid all season long, and particularly during this tournament. In the win against Kenowa Hills, for example, in the regional semifinals, Gabby Reynolds scored only 13 points, and she was not the leading scorer that night. It was Chelsea Overbeek, who's been kind of the Robin to Gabby Reynolds' Batman all season long and, quite frankly, all career long. Chelsea Overbeek, a terrific three-point shooter. She had 18 points in that win against Kenowa Hills. They've also gotten tremendous play in the post position from Magali Lemus, a junior center. She had 16 rebounds in the victory against Byron Center in the regional final. And they also got a solid performance from Brooke Patterson, a senior. She had a double-double in that win against Byron Center, as she had 10 points and 12 rebounds. And all the Panthers that play tonight, they're going to have to be on for the Panthers to have the upset. Obviously, Gabby Reynolds is going to have to be huge, but she can't carry this team by herself. Rockford won both regular season meetings against the Panthers, January 23rd at West Ottawa, 61-42, and then on February 20th at Rockford, 70-54. Reynolds had 24 points in the game at West Ottawa, but no other Panther had more than 6. In the rematch at Rockford, Reynolds had 23 points to lead the Panthers in that ball game. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about the Rockford Rams, and we'll also update you on the rest of the tournament scheduled. Check the other quarterfinal contest. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
The Lakeshore turns to high school basketball on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Granville High School. It is just about a full house here at Vanderslice Gymnasium as we're approaching our 7 o'clock tip time. The winner of this game will play the winner of the other quarterfinal game going on at Callahan Hall at the University of Detroit Mercy between the Lakers of West Bloomfield and the Mules of Temperance Bedford, a school right, located right above the Ohio line near Toledo. That's going on right now. It'll be going on at 7 o'clock. The other quarterfinal games tonight have Rochester Hills Stony Creek playing Grand Blanc. That was actually a 5:30 tip at Callahan Hall in Detroit. And then over at Jackson Lumen Christie High School, the Rams of Holt High School playing the Tigers of Belleville High School. The four winners advance to the Breslin Center on Friday afternoon. If West Ottawa wins tonight, they will play in the 2 o'clock semifinal against the Temperance Bedford West Bloomfield winner. The Rockford Rams are the defending Division I state champion. They are 23-1 in the season. They were 13-1 in the OK Red this year. Their only loss was to East Kentwood on January 19th, 60-54. They won the state title a year ago, a 28-1 record, capped off by a 40-36 win over West Bloomfield. They have gotten here to this quarterfinal game with wins over Muskegon, 52-42, Mona Shore 69-27 in the regional. They beat Saginaw Heritage 51-23, and then Midland Dow 39-22. And there's two things this Rockford team does really well. They shoot the three very well, and they defend. They have held 10 of their opponents to less than 30 points a game this season, which is just incredible. They've got a terrific all-around lineup. Anna Wipich is their leader. She's a junior guard. She set a school record last in the district tournament win over Mona Shores with 34 points, including 6 3-pointers. They've got a solid rebounder in Kate Higgins. They've got other 3-point shooters in Grace Lyons and Jordan Mateer. In the game we did earlier this year at West Ottawa, it was Jordan Mateer actually that came up with a big performance as she hit 4 3-pointers and scored 17 off the bench. Sienna Wolf, their fine sophomore guard, had 16 in the Granville victory, or Rockford victory, 61-42. However, Sienna Wolf will not play tonight. She suffered a serious knee injury in the district opener against Muskegon, underwent surgery, and is out for the rest of the tournament. So Rockford will not be at full strength tonight, but Coach Wilson has a very deep team. They've been able to pick up the slack in the absence of Sienna Wolf, and they're going to count on their depth tonight against the West Ottawa Panthers. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip of this Division I quarterfinal game. From Granville, you're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com.
The home for the Tigers, Lions, and Red Wings, as well as top local high school football and basketball action. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, Holland.
The starting lineup's being introduced right now. First for the Rockford Rams, they'll start at the point guard, Anna Wipich, the junior. As I mentioned, she set a school record in the district tournament over Mona Shores with 34 points. She's a junior. Grace Lyons, number 11, a senior. Jordan Mateer, who had 4 threes and 17 against West Ottawa when they played at West Ottawa earlier this season. Kate Higgins, who's a terrific rebounder, will post up inside. And then rounding out the starting lineup for the Rams, Ryan Whitford, a junior, number 22. She is the daughter of former Hope College basketball player Mark Whitford, who played in the Final Four back in 1996. For the West Ottawa Panthers, coached by Paul Chapman, assisted by Corey Van Rie, they will start Taylor Catton, a sophomore, Chelsea Overbeek, a senior, Brooke Pedersen, a senior, Magali Lemus, a junior, and then Miss Basketball, Gabby Reynolds, 5'9" and a senior. Panthers in the black jerseys with white letters and numerals. The Rams are in the white jerseys with black letters and numbers outlined in orange. It's Magali Lemus jumping center against Kate Higgins. And the Rams control the opening tip. Rockford has won the last 9 meetings against West Ottawa. With it is Wipich. Panthers open a man-to-man. Ball deflected. They went to trap on Wipich. They get it down low to Higgins. Higgins missed the layup. She gets her own rebound, though. She's doubled along the baseline. Look for the Panthers to try to trap. Wipich has it. Reynolds is on her. Wipich over to Whitford, right side. Whitford now works her way to the left. Over to Higgins. Higgins to the free throw line. Outside now to Grace Lyons. Rockford had 9 3-pointers in the first meeting, 11 in the second. Higgins with it right side. She nearly traveled with it. Now Whitford will try a three, misses badly. Long rebound comes back out near half court, and Wipich chases it down. Wipich will try a deep three, and she got it. Anna Wipich, she is deadly from the perimeter. 3-0 Rockford. We're a minute in. West Ottawa works in the front court. Rams look like they're doing a 1-3-1 or 2-3 zone defense. Reynolds is trapped in the corner. And the Rams reach in. Arnolfo Perez, the referee, says it's a held ball. Possession will stay with the Panthers in the front court. Reynolds will inbound at far side. It is a full house here at Vanderslice Gymnasium. Long inbounds comes outside to Taylor Cadden, who gives it to Chelsea Overbeek. Reynolds right side, over to Overbeek. Overbeek top of the circle. Looks for someone to get the ball to, and not a good pass by Chelsea. It's intercepted by Grace Lyons of Rockford. We played a minute and a half. Rockford with a 3-0 lead. White pitch comes across the timeline, over to Higgins. Higgins will try a three and get it. So back-to-back threes to start the ball game for the Rams. They lead it 6-0. Reynolds across the timeline. It's a 2-3 zone. Chelsea Overbeek with a runner in the lane. Off the front, no good. Higgins saves the rebound into the hands of Anna Wypich. Wypich coming across the big block G in the center of the floor. Over to Whitford, right side. Whitford on the dribble, works her way to the top of the circle. Inside to Wypich. That's Lyons now. Whitford for three, in and out, no good. Reynolds has the rebound, and Gabby will dribble it up herself. Reynolds into the front court, picked up in the front court by Jordan Mateer. Over to Taylor Catton. Catton's three-pointer off the front, no good. Good block out by Ryan Whitford. She's got the rebound. Here comes Rockford with it. 5:25 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Rockford. Wypich against Reynolds, and we get an offensive foul on Anna Wypich. As she lowered her shoulder into Gabby Reynolds. That was a bang bang call. That could have easily gone on Gabby. Here come the Panthers. 5:15 to go, first quarter. Reynolds with it in the front court. Over to Overbeek. Chelsea for three, no good. Rebound, Higgins for Rockford. Higgins set a single season rebounding record for the Rams this year. Wypich has it at the big block G. Over to Higgins, left side. Lemus closes out on her. Higgins runs into a double team. Outside, Jordan Mateer. Three-point shot up from the top of the circle by Grace Lyons is good. And Paul Chapman wants a timeout. An early 30-second timeout for Paul Chapman. It is Rockford 9, West Ottawa nothing. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC Holland. I'd like to tell you the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Village Inn Pizza on Holland's South Side and Lighthouse Title Group. Here come the Panthers with it. Gabby Reynolds. Gabby across the timeline. Reynolds is triple team. Gets rid of it to Overbeek. Chelsea at the left elbow. Overbeek finds a teammate open underneath. Catton can't put it up in. Reynolds gets the rebound. Gabby with a 17-footer. No good. And the Panthers haven't scored yet. Rams get the rebound. Here comes Wypich with it for Rockford. 9-0, the Rams with the lead. Wypich drives left of the lane. Puts the shot up, draws the foul. Oh, they call it a travel on Wypich. I thought they were going to get Magali Lemus with the hit, but the official said Wypich traveled beforehand. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Panthers still looking for their first points. Reynolds to Overbeek, back to Reynolds. Now, Rockford has held its last three opponents to an average of 24 points a game. They play terrific defense. Reynolds doubled in the corner. Reynolds sends it across to Taylor Catton. Catton with a runner, puts it in off the glass. The Panthers are on the board. Taylor Catton, the sophomore, makes it 9-2 Rockford. Wypich with it, over to Higgins right side. Higgins works to her left, gives it up to Whitford. Whitford into the paint. Whitford tries to back down on Pedersen. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Reynolds. Here comes Gabby. Reynolds into the front court. Reynolds, jumper from the left elbow. She got it. That's her first basket. 9-4. So the Panthers have come back with a couple of buckets. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Whitford with it in the front court for Rockford between the circles. Rams get into their set. Higgins has it now, right foul line extended. Back outside to Anna Wypich. Reynolds on her. Now they double on Wypich. Wypich looks for a cutter, sends it back outside to Whitford. Ryan's got an open look for three, misses it off the back. Rebound battle for, still loose on the floor, and it's first and 10. Higgins and Brooke Pedersen tied each other up. Rockford will keep it on the alternating possession. Couple of subs check in for the Rams. Desiree Donnelly, a junior, number 23, and number 5, Audrey Muterspa, a sophomore. This is a fairly young Rockford team. Lots of sophomores on this team, and they've got some good ones. Mateer has it left side, and we're going to get a foul on the outside on Taylor Catton of West Ottawa as she fouled Grace Lyons. Lyons, one of only two seniors on this Rockford team. Caitlin Frommeyer, the other, who doesn't play a whole lot. Long inbounds comes in to Muterspa. Now with it is Donnelly. They get it down low. Shot blocked by Reynolds! And here comes Gabby with it. Reynolds, right side. Reynolds with a runner. Puts it up. No good. She's fouled. Gabby Reynolds started it with a block. She took it the length of the court and drew the foul on Grace Lyons. So Gabby will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gabby on the season about 73% at the line. First one is good. Well, Reynolds set the West Ottawa single game record with a 47-point performance against Jenison earlier this season. She has been incredible. Paul Chapman calls her the best player he has ever coached. Male or female, Gabby gets them both. It's a 6-0 Panther run. They've cut the Rockford lead to 9-6. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Anna Wypich comes front court for the Rams. Picked up by Chelsea Overby. Over to Grace Lyons. Lyons over to Whitford. Ball deflected, loose on the floor, and guess who comes up with it? Yep, it's Gabby. Reynolds has the ball knocked away from behind. Anna Wypich with a great defensive play, and the Rams get the steal. Here comes Jordan Mateer with it into the front court for Rockford. 1:48 to go, first quarter. 9-6 Rockford. Muterspa with it. Over to Donnelly, left side. Donnelly at the free throw line. She's double teamed. Ball knocked loose by Reynolds. And Gabby's got a steal. Here comes Reynolds. Down the lane. Puts up a runner. No good. She's fouled. And that's going to be on Lyons. That's her second. So Reynolds will go back to the free throw line. They gave the foul to Jordan Mateer. I thought that was Lyons' foul. So Mateer with her first. Reynolds with two free throws. First one for Gabby. Nothing but net. Kate Higgins returns for Desiree Donnelly for Rockford. One more for Reynolds to try to cut the lead to one. Rockford started the game with a 9-0 edge. Second free throw no good, and McGaughy Lewis went over the back of Kate Higgins, and she got whistled for the foul. Good block out by Higgins. On McGaughy, that's her first. Second team foul on the Panthers in the quarter. Rockford with three. 1:30 to go, first quarter. 9-7, Rockford. Winner goes to the Breslin on Friday. Anna Wypich comes left side, gives it up outside of Muterspa, and she'll leave it for Grace Lyons, top of the circle. Lyons, Wypich with a runner down the lane, puts it up and in. And ends the 7-point Panther run, 11-7 Rockford. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Reynolds to Cat in the front court, back to Gabby. Reynolds on the dribble, over to Overbeek. Overbeek's pass deflected out of bounds by Grace Lyons out of bounds. Panthers will keep it. 54 seconds to go in the quarter. Whitford comes back in for Rockford. Reynolds will trigger far side. Reynolds gets it into Cadden, who gives it back to Gabby. Gabby from way downtown, and she hit it! That was from 5 feet beyond the yard. Nobody came out to challenge her, and Gabby says, okay, I'll shoot. 11-10 Rockford. And we get a foul. This might be on Reynolds as Wipich drove, and it is on Gabby, her first. Reynolds has 8 of the Panthers' 10 points so far. Long inbounds comes way outside to Whitford. 35 seconds to go, and they'll spread the floor. They may play for the last shot of the quarter. Kate Higgins with it. Higgins, right of the lane, puts up a runner, left it short. But then Whitford gets the offensive rebound, and she's fouled going up. There were two Panthers that went for the rebound on one side, and that left the other side open for Whitford to get the offensive board. Magali Lemus, check that. That was Brooke Pedersen on the foul. So Ryan Whitford at the foul line to shoot two. First one rattles in and out, no good. Avery Van Dellen, a junior, checks in for the Panthers. She started earlier in the season, has been coming in off the bench later in the season. Whitford second. Missed them both. Lemus with the rebound. Panthers can take the lead here. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Panthers want the last shot of the quarter. Reynolds has it. They spread the floor. Reynolds, left side, over to Overby. 10 seconds left. Chelsea gives it up to Van Dellen. Down to 7. And Van Dellen is called for a carry. And Van Dellen checks out. And Catton returns. 5.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Well, a costly turnover for the Panthers that time. Wipich with it over to Higgins. And they don't get the shot off in time. End of the first quarter here in Granville in this quarterfinal. It is Rockford 11, West Ottawa 10. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC, WHTC.com.
The Prepsters and the Hope Flying Dutch. Basketball action on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Second quarter action underway here in Granville. West Ottawa's got the ball. 3-point shot, no good by Brooke Pedersen. The Panthers get the offensive rebound. And Gabby Reynolds is fouled, I think. Oh, I guess I'll just say the ball was knocked out of her hands out of bounds, so the Panthers will inbound underneath. West Ottawa closed out the first quarter on a 10-2 run after trailing early 9-0. Long inbounds to Reynolds. Gabby, 10-footer. Got it! Panthers lead it! West Ottawa's first lead of the ball game. Reynolds with 10. 12-11 Panthers. Wipich with it in the front court for Rockford. She's double teamed. Wipich. Reynolds reaching in, and the ball is thrown away by Anna Wipich. Credit the Panther defense on that one. Here come the Panthers. Gabby Reynolds will walk in into the front court. Reynolds to Overbeek. Overbeek being defended by Jordan Mateer. Now Brooke Pedersen double in the corner, and she dribbles it off her leg, but we're going to get a Rockford foul. And listen to the Rockford fans. They do not like that call at all. And the foul is on Jordan Mateer, her second. Audrey Muderspa will return for the Rams, replacing Mateer, who's a very good three-point shooter. Panthers will have it in the front court in front of the Rockford bench. I think. And they're trying to figure out where to have Brooke Pennerson inbound the ball at, and it's going to be right on the edge of the scorer's table. Inbounds pass comes to Reynolds. Gabby has 10 of the Panthers' 12 points. Reynolds to Pettersson. Baseline jumper from 10 is no good. Higgins has the rebound for Rockford. 7 minutes to go, first half, 12-11, West Ottawa. Whitford has in the front court for Rockford, working right to left around the perimeter. Whitford leaves it outside for Muderspa. And Muderspa's called for a travel as she was being harassed offensively by Van Dellen. So the turnover, the Panther defense has really got Rockford out of sync right now. Panthers with it, Van Dellen to Overbeek. Now to Brooke Pennerson. Pennerson with a 12-footer. She hits it! 14-11 West Ottawa. Brooke Pennerson with her first points of the game. Wypich has it front court for the Rams. Reynolds closing out on her. Wypich over to Higgins. Higgins deep three. In and out, no good. Rebound. Brooke Pennerson for the Panthers. Here's Reynolds. Reynolds pulls up right side, cross court to Overbeek. Now to Pennerson. Baseline jumper from 10 is no good. Rebounded by Whitford for Rockford. 5:55 to go, first half. Panthers on a 14-2 run after trailing 9-0 early. Rams are going to spread the floor. Wypich with it, cross court to Whitford, who gives it to Higgins. Back to Wypich, top of the circle. Now to Whitford. Whitford left wing three-pointer. She got it. That's Whitford's first three. For the Rams, they're fourth, and we're tied. 14-14. Reynolds has it in the front court. Has the ball poked away by Wypich. They double on Gabby. Three-point try on the way. It is up and good by Avery Van Dellen, and the Panthers regain the lead. 17-14. 5:10 to go, first half. Muderspa has it in the front court for Rockford. Cross court to Whitford, who just hit a three a moment ago. Whitford to Higgins. Higgins for three. They're exchanging threes right now. Like haymakers. 17-17 the score. Reynolds has it for the Panthers on the front court. Wypich is on her. Gabby will take it down the lane. Puts up a runner. In and out, no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. They let that go. Here comes Wypich with it. Grace Lyons now. Lyons across the timeline. Overbeek picks her up in the front court. Lyons outside to Whitford. Cross court to Muderspa. Muderspa dumps it down low to Higgins. Higgins drives around Lemus. Over to Muderspa. Back outside Whitford. Whitford for three right side. No good. Long rebound. Chelsea Overbeek. Overbeek comes up court for the Panthers. Pulls up right side. Gets it to Brooke Pennerson. Jumper from the free throw line is no good. The ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Kate Higgins, and the Panthers will get it back. Taylor Catton checks back in, replacing Van Dellen, and Addie Skolton, a junior, will come in for Lemus. Panthers go a little smaller by taking Lemus out, but McGauley needing a rest here. Panthers with it front court. This is Overbeek. Over to Catton left side. Now to Skolton. Back outside to Overbeek. Chelsea puts it on the floor. Works into the paint. Overbeek. Knocked to the deck. No whistle. Back come the Rams the other way. Anna Wypich with it for Rockford. Higgins sets a screen for Wypich. They double on Wypich. Pass knocked away. It's loose on the floor. And coming up with it is Brooke Pettersson for the Panthers. 3:38 to go, first half. We're tied at 17. Reynolds with it front court. And we're going to get a reaching call on Anna Wypich. Reaching in on Reynolds. On Wypich, that's her second. So a couple of Rams with two fouls here in the first half. Coach Wilson elects to keep Wypich in the ballgame. Inbounds pass to Taylor Catton, who gives it back to Gabby Reynolds. Reynolds, jumper. Reynolds gets it down low to Skolton. Skolton puts it up off the glass. No good. Ball loose on the floor. And coming up with it is Grace Lyons for Rockford. And now we get a whistle and a Panther foul. Who's the foul line? That's going to be on Overbeek. That's Chelsea's first. And we're going to get a full timeout here with 3:21 to go in the first half. It is dead even here in Granville. It's West Ottawa 17, Rockford 17. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Village Inn Pizza and Lighthouse Title Group. We've always said that sportsmanship is the golden rule in action, but why should it stop when the game is over? Now more than ever, we need to respect each other and treat each other with common decency, not only between the lines, but outside the lines in our daily lives. In sports and in life, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Well, when we did the game at West Ottawa earlier this season, Rockford led 18-5 after the first quarter and 35-11 at the break. Right now, it's a dead heat here in Granville. So the Panthers took the early flurry from Rockford, but they have hung in there so far. Macaulay Lemus is back in the ballgame for the Panthers. Right now for the Panthers, it's Reynolds, Lemus, Overbeek, Catton, and Skolton. The Rams will have it. Anna Wipich will come front court. Reynolds there to meet her at half court. Panthers have gone exclusively man in this contest. Rockford has played their zone. Wipich gives it up to Lyons in the front court. Lyons on the dribble. Lyons is going to take a three-pointer. And the rainbow three is through for Grace Lyons. Rockford has 7 field goals in this game. 6 of them have been three-pointers. They lead 20-17. Overbeek has it for the Panthers. Over to Reynolds. Gabby puts it on the floor. Over to Skolton, right corner. Back outside to Overbeek. Chelsea being swarmed on by Higgins. Now Reynolds has it. Reynolds, jumper from the right corner for 3. No good. Lemus had the rebound. And Lemus and Higgins battling for the rebound. We get a hell ball. And the possession arrow will go to Rockford. Pedersen is back in. And Addie Skolton will have a seat. 2:35 left, first half. 20-17 Rockford. Wipich comes front court for the Rams. Wipich to Higgins left side. Higgins outside to Lyons. Lyons deep three, short. Rebound Brooke Pedersen for the Panthers. And Pedersen is fouled by Higgins as they come up court. Silly foul by Kate Higgins. On Higgins, her first. Panthers will have it. 2:18 remaining in the first half. Desiree Donnelly checks in for Anna Wipich. 3 team fouls on Rockford, 1 on West Ottawa in this quarter. Reynolds comes front court. Over to Catton. Now to Pedersen, top of the circle. Back to Reynolds. Gabby to the free throw line. Step back, 17-footer. She got it! Gabby with a dozen. Panthers back within 1. 20-19. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. Lyons with it over to Higgins. Higgins down the lane. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound. And we get a Rockford foul. That's on Kate Higgins. That'll be her second. .145 left first half. Panthers can retake the lead. Taylor Catton comes front court for West Ottawa. Catton, left side, about 32 feet from the basket. Gets it to Reynolds, right side. Higgins closing out on Gabby. Reynolds backs it out. Reynolds, double team. Higgins knocks it out of Reynolds' hands out of bounds. Panthers will keep it in the front court. 1:26 remaining in the half. Grace Young, a sophomore, checks in for Higgins, who's one of those players with two fouls. Reynolds to inbound it. Gets it in to Magali Lemus. Lemus leaves it outside for Taylor Catton. Catton on the dribble, working to her left. Over to Brooke Pedersen. Pedersen outside to Overby. Chelsea to the free throw line. Back outside to Pedersen. Whitford shadowing Reynolds right now. Catton has it. We tick down toward a minute to go in the half. Pedersen left side. Leaves it outside for Overbeek, and Chelsea is fouled as Audrey Muderspach gambled on the steal, and Brent Wilson can't believe it. That puts Rockford over the limit in terms of fouls. And Chelsea Overbeek, who has not scored yet tonight but has been the Panthers' second leading scorer all season, will go to the line to try to give the Panthers the lead back. 1 minute exactly to go in the half. Chelsea wearing number 20. She makes the free throw, and that makes it 20-20. Jordan Mateer comes in for the Rams. Overby can give the Panthers the lead here. In the air. She got it. 21-20, West Ottawa. Here comes Ryan Whitford with it for Rockford. And she'll give it up to Jordan Mateer. Mateer gets it to Whitford. Outside with it is Donnelly. Donnelly being swarmed on by Pedersen. Outside to Whitford. Now with it right side is Mateer. Mateer on the dribble, 40 seconds left. We might see Rockford play for the last shot of the half. Whitford right side. Whitford's going to try a three-pointer, and she nailed it. Ryan Whitford, a three-pointer. And we had a foul, apparently, while the ball was in the air, and I think it's going to go against West Ottawa. Arnolfo Perez pointing out to one of his fellow officials that he saw a foul along the baseline. This is going to go against West Ottawa. So Rockford's going to get the ball back. This could be a big turnaround in this ball game. Whitford right corner. Leaves it outside for Lyons. Another three. Off the back, no good. Rebound battle for Reynolds has it. 20 seconds left in the half. Reynolds will drive the lane. Puts up a runner. She's fouled. And Brad Wilson said Gabby traveled. And he's got a good argument. Foul is on Whitford, her first. Reynolds can tie it with these free throws. Gabby with 12 in this one. First one for Reynolds. Good. Skulton will come in for Overbeek for the final 16 seconds of the half. This is for the tie. Reynolds got them both. We are tied, 23-23. Anna Wipich comes front court, 12 seconds left in the half. Wipich between the rings against Skulton. Wipich on the dribble, dishes outside. Jordan Mateer for three, no good. Lemus with the rebound. And time will run out in the first half. Paul Chapman clapping his hands. The West Ottawa fans come to their feet. The Panthers have gone toe-to-toe with the defending state champions in the first half, and it is a dead heat. It's West Ottawa 23, Rockford 23. Taking a quick look at the scoring. Gabby Reynolds, as you might expect, 14 for the Panthers. For the Rams, Kate Higgins, Grace Lyons, Ryan Whitford each with six on each on three-point baskets. We're going to take a break. Coming up next, it's MHSAA This Week with John Ross of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Then the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and WHTC.com.
The home for the Tigers, Lions, and Red Wings, as well as top local high school football and basketball action. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, Holland.
just about ready to get the second half underway in this Division I quarterfinal game. It is West Ottawa 23, the defending state champion Rockford Rams 23. Panthers will open the second half with the same five who started the ball game: Reynolds, Catton, Overbeek, Pedersen, and Lemus. Panthers have it to start the second half. Chelsea Overbeek has it over to Taylor Catton right side. Catton will back out between the rings. Rockford in that zone defense, and it's a trapping zone. Reynolds to Overbeek. They double on Chelsea. Now Reynolds works right baseline. Reynolds puts up a runner. No good. Rebound Anna Higgins for Rockford. Rockford trying to become the first Division I / Class A team to go back-to-back since Bloomfield Hills Marion did it in 2014-15. With it is Anna Wipich over to Grace Lyons. Lyons to Ryan Whitford. Rockford, all but one of Rockford's baskets have been 3 points, but they just got one here as Jordan Mateer shook loose on the back door. And Rockford back in the lead, 25-23. Rockford had a 9-0 lead early in this one. The Panthers came back, took the lead. Their biggest lead has been 3 so far. Reynolds with it. Step back 3 by Gabby. No good. Rebound Higgins. And back come the Rams. We played a minute 20 in the second half. Anna Wipich over to Ryan Whitford. Whitford's 3-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Lyons. Over to Wipich left side. Wipich into the paint. Wipich. We're going to get a West Ottawa foul. Who's it on? That's going to be on Brooke Pedersen. On Brooke, her second. Not a lot of fouls called in the first half. Rams to inbound baseline left. It is a full house here at Vanderslice Gymnasium in Granville. Inbounds pass goes off the hands of Higgins, but Higgins retrieves it. Now Ryan Whitford will back out toward the big block G logo. Whitford on the dribble. Whitford's going to try a three-pointer. Off the back, no good. Long rebound. Brooke Pedersen for the Panthers. Here comes Reynolds, dribbling behind her back. Reynolds feeds Magoli Lemus, and Lemus is going to be called for a travel. Lemus was off balance when she caught the ball. When she went to try to straighten herself up, she took an extra step. Easy call for the official. 6:06 to go, third quarter, 25-23, Rockford. Winner goes to the Breslin on Friday afternoon to play either Bloomfield Hills, or rather West Bloomfield, or Temperance Bedford. Wipich comes front court. Wipich on the dribble to the right elbow. Wipich drives on Reynolds, puts the runner up, no good. Reynolds is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Gabby's second. So Anna Wipich will go to the free throw line. She had 11 points in the earlier meeting at West Ottawa. But again, she had that 34-point game against Mona Shores in the district tournament. First free throw is good for Wipich. That's her 6th point. Anna's mother, Jenny, one of the assistant coaches for the Rams. Wipich hits them both. And Rockford is up by 4, 27-23. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Chelsea Overbeek comes front court for the Panthers. She's had a quiet night so far. Reynolds has it now. Reynolds to Overbeek. Chelsea 3-ball right corner. No good. Magali Lemus had the rebound, and wrestling it away from her is Grace Lyons. We get a hell ball. Possession arrow, Rockford. Now, Panthers went 4 minutes without a point to start the ball game before they came back. They have not yet scored to start the second half. Wipich comes front court over to Higgins, top of the circle. Higgins against Lemus. They get it down low to Wipich. Wipich trying to post up. And Wipich feeding a cunning Mateer. Mateer went in for the back door, missed the layup. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Panthers. 5:15 remaining, third quarter. Reynolds comes front court, gives it up to Catton. Taylor Catton, the sophomore across the timeline, has seen increased playing time in the second half of the season. Reynolds has it now. Reynolds works right. Reynolds down the lane, and Reynolds is fouled. Reynolds is playing with the ball like it's a yo-yo out there. And she draws the foul. That's on Kate Higgins. That is her third. She's the big post player. She's their big rebounding presence. That's a big call. Reynolds to shoot two free throws. First one is good. That's 15 for Gabby. She's 6-for-7 from the line tonight. They'll go a little smaller, do the Rams. Desiree Donnelly will come in for Higgins. Gabby gets them both. She has 16. 27-25. The Panthers down two. 4:55 left, third quarter. White pitch comes front court for Rockford. Over to Whitford, right side. Ryan Whitford leaves it outside for Donnelly. They work it down low to Whitford, back outside. Now Donnelly has it. Donnelly. The Panthers taking away the back door. They get it down low, and missing the layup is Donnelly, rebounded by Reynolds. Here come the Panthers. Reynolds to Catton, left side. Catton with a runner along the baseline, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay West Ottawa ball, baseline right. Now the points have been hard to come by in this one. Brooke Pedersen inbound. Patterson's pass stolen by Anna Wipich. Wipich drives toward the basket. She's going to lay it up and in. And do they call an intentional foul? It looks like they called an intentional foul on Taylor Catton. And there was a foul, but Wipich was not even knocked down. The officials are talking about it. I believe they're going to give Wipich the basket. There was a foul, but it was not a flagrant foul. And Paul Chapman says the foul occurred before the basket. They're going to give Whitebridge the basket, and Paul Chapman having a word with Arnolfo Perez right now. I think they're not going to call it an intentional on Catton. But they're, wait a minute. West Ottawa's going to call time. 4:18 remaining third quarter. I'm not sure about this. Paul Chapman's out on the floor right now. If they call that intentional, that's a horrible call. I mean, she was trying to stop her from scoring, but it was not like Wipich was knocked to the floor or anything. So we get a timeout on the floor, 4:18 to go in the third. It is Rockford 29 and West Ottawa 25. Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the health and safety page of the MHSA website as a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Lighthouse Title Group and Village Inn Pizzeria. Anna Wipich is going to shoot this free throw by herself. They apparently ruled that an intentional foul on Catton, which means Rockford's going to get the ball after this free throw. I do not see how that could have been called an intentional foul. Not at all. Somebody explain that one to me. Wipich makes the free throw. That makes it a 5-point lead. And she gets two free throws out of this. A made basket. This is a huge turnaround here in this ball game. Wipich misses the second. Rockford's still going to get the ball. It's now 30-25 Rockford. The Rams will inbound underneath their own basket. I sure like to hear an explanation about that foul. Inbounds pass. Driving to the basket, putting it up and in is Desiree Donnelly. So it's a 5-point trip for Rockford. And they have a 7-point lead, 32-25. Reynolds, 3-pointer. And Reynolds says, I got your back. A 3 from the top of the circle for Gabby. 32-28. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. They get it down low. Shot no good. Inside, we get a battle for the rebound. And Chelsea Overbeek reaches in and ties up Desiree Donnelly. Possession arrow to the Panthers. .3:45 to go, third quarter. Panthers have it. They trail by 4. Reynolds across the timeline to Overbeek. Now to Brooke Patterson. Baseline jumper from 12, and it's good! And back come the Panthers. 32-30. They do not go away. Anna Wipich in the paint for the Rams. Back outside. There's a travel. They didn't call it. Donnelly took an extra step. They didn't call it. Whitford left side. Pass inside. Ball deflected. Stolen by Patterson. And we get a Rockford foul. That's going to be on Desiree Donnelly. Well, after that 5-point trip by Rockford, put him up by 7, the Panthers answer with a Reynolds 3 and a basket by Patterson. Now they've got a chance to tie the game. 3 minutes to go in the third, 32-30 Rockford. Reynolds with it. Gabby in the paint, puts up a runner off the back, no good. Higgins with the rebound. Good block out by Kaydon Magaly-Lemus. Here comes Wipich with it for the Rams. Wipich works left. Over to Whitford left side. Ryan Whitford. Whitford looks for a cutter. Whitford with a perfect feed to Jordan Mateer, and Mateer puts it up and in. 34-30 Rockford. 2.5 to go in the third. Reynolds with it right side. Reynolds, step back 3-pointer. Short, long rebound, Whitford. Up ahead to Wipich. All deuces on the clock here in the third. Anna Wipich drives the basket, puts up a runner off the glass. It's good. Anna Wipich has 7 points here in the third quarter, and Rockford back up by 6. 36-30. Reynolds in a crowd. Reynolds puts it up. Reynolds in a crowd put it up and in. 21 for Gabby. 36-32. Wipich with it in the front court. 1:50 left third quarter. Wipich 15-foot jumper. No good. Higgins with the offensive rebound. Put that up. Good. And a foul on Magaly-Lemus. Now, Kate Higgins set the Rockford single-season rebounding record this year, and she just showed why right there. Higgins can make it a 7-point Rockford lead again. She misses it. Reynolds with the rebound. 38-32 Rockford. 1:40 left in the third. Reynolds in the crowd. Gets knocked down. But the Panthers keep the ball. Here's Overbeek. Chelsea gives it up to Taylor Catton, working right to left around the perimeter. Now to Reynolds, over to Overbeek. Chelsea works right baseline. Offensive foul on Overbeek. You've got to be kidding me. That is not a foul. If that's a foul, that's on Lions. They call a charge on Overbeek. My goodness. Here comes Wipich with it. 1:20 left third quarter. 6-point lead for Rockford. Wipich, right of the lane, puts a runner up. Puts it up, puts it in. Wipich has got the hot hand right now. 9 in the quarter, 14 for the game. 40-32 Rockford. Reynolds will try a 3-pointer. And it rims out. She's fouled as she took the shot. I think this is going to be on Anna Wipich. So Reynolds is going to shoot three at the line. On Wipich, that's her third. Well, Gabby Reynolds trying to do everything in her power to keep the Panthers in this ball game. First free throw. Gabby left the first one short. That's her second miss from the line tonight. She's been there a lot. Addie Skolton checks in for Overbeek for the Panthers. They did not rule a three-shot foul on that one. Reynolds makes the second. That's 22 for Gabby. 40-33 Rockford. 55 seconds left in the third. Higgins has it top of the circle for the Rams. And we get a traveling violation on Higgins. And back comes Overbeek into the contest, replacing Skolton, as Paul Chapman does an offense for defense switch. Donnelly is back in for the Rams as Coach Wilson takes both Higgins and Wipich out of the ball game to protect them. They both got three fouls. Reynolds comes front court for the Panthers. Reynolds at the big block G. Reynolds, cross court feed to Overbeek. Chelsea open three. No good. Rebound battle for Brooke Patterson. Wrestles the rebound away. Can't put it up and in. Rebounded by Grace Lyons. 25 seconds left in the third. Lyons being defended by Reynolds. Leaves it outside for Muterspa. Now, Jordan Mateer. Reynolds took it away. 12 seconds left. Reynolds down the lane. A runner. Reynolds puts it up, no good. Rebound Overbeek, over to Reynolds. Reynolds from the corner, she's fouled! I think this will be a three-shot foul. Arnolfo Perez holds up three fingers and says she was fouled beyond the arc. Foul on Desiree Donnelly, her second. Reynolds will have three for the Panthers. She has nine. First free throw rattles in and out, no good. She's missed two of her last three. The missed basketball recipient headed to George Washington University. Second one is no good. And Gabby drops her head. She can't believe it. Skolton comes in for the Panthers. So does Avery Van Dellen for the final 3.8 seconds of this quarter. One more free throw for Reynolds. Reynolds gets the third one. She has 23. She has nine here in the quarter. Inbounds pass deflected out of bounds. Rockford will have it with 2.8 seconds left. It's 40-34 Rams. Inbounds pass comes to Lyons, and they're not going to get a shot off in time. End of the third quarter in Granville in this Division I quarterfinal. It is Rockford 40, West Ottawa 34. You're listening to high school basketball on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
High school basketball along the lakeshore is on 99.7. 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The home for the Tigers, Lions, and Red Wings, as well as top local high school football and basketball action. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, Holland.
Fourth quarter action underway here in Granville. The Rams have the basketball. They lead by six, 40-34. Deep three-pointer is up and good by Grace Lyons. She hit that one from 5 feet beyond the arc, and Rockford has matched its largest lead of the night. 43-34 Rams. Taylor Catton with it, front court for the Panthers. West Ottawa has hung in there most of the night, but they're facing their largest deficit. Gabby Reynolds has it. Gabby has 23 of the Panthers' points tonight. Reynolds to Chelsea Overbeek. Chelsea works away inside. Pass intended for Lee. Was stolen away by Kate Higgins. Higgins lost the ball, gets it back though, and then her pass intercepted by Brooke Pedersen, who got back on defense. Here comes Reynolds with it. Reynolds to the left elbow, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebounded by Grace Lyons. 6:48 to go. Ryan Whitford has it in the front court for Rockford, and she'll back it out. Whitford between the circles as Rockford will try and work some clock. Whitford leaves it outside for Lyons. Lyons, step back three-pointer, no good. Rebound battle for the Rams, somehow end up with it. Wipage underneath, puts it up, no good. Kate Higgins somehow got the offensive rebound along the baseline and fed Anna Wipage, and Wipage was fouled by Brooke Pedersen, her third. Wipage has 14 points. She had 9 in the third quarter. She's at the line for 2 foul shots. Her first one is good. West Ottawa closed the gap to 32-30 midway through the third quarter. The Rams have outscored the Panthers 12-4. Wipich got the front, the back, and the bottom on the second one. That's the first double-digit lead of the night. 45-34 Rockford. And Paul Chapman will call time. 6:20 remaining in this one. Well, West Ottawa has put up a tremendous battle tonight, but they're facing some adversity right now, down by 11. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Lighthouse Title Group and Village Inn Pizza. The winner of this game will go to the Breslin Center and play at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon against the winner of West Bloomfield and Temperance Bedford. And right now, the Rockford fans, all clad in orange, making a lot of noise. The West Ottawa student section, the Black Hole, they're out in force tonight. They're wearing pink tonight. Wipich with 16, Grace Lyons with 9, Kate Higgins with 8 for the Rams. Reynolds has 23, but no other Panther has more than 4. Brooke Pedersen is the next highest scorer for West Ottawa with 4 points. Panthers have it in front of their own bench. Reynolds to Trigger. Gets it to Avery Van Dellen. Van Dellen on the dribble. Van Dellen will slash toward the basket, puts up a runner. It's an air ball. Ball loose on the floor. Coming up with it is Ryan Whitford for Rockford. 6 minutes remaining. Rockford with the ball. They lead by 11. Wipich on the dribble. Wipich cross court to Whitford, and Whitford will back it out. Rams can afford to be patient. They've got the lead. And spread the floor. It's almost a four-corner look. Higgins comes to set a screen for Whitford. Whitford works into the paint. Sends it back outside to Wipich. 5:35 remaining. Wipich on the dribble. Higgins sets the screen for Anna. And Wipich will back out toward half court. Now Ryan Whitford has it. Coming out on her is Brooke Pedersen. There isn't anybody in the paint right now. Whitford works to her right, gives it up to Jordan Mateer. Mateer's been rather quiet. She had a great game at West Ottawa earlier this season. Now Kate Higgins with it. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Rockford by 11. West Ottawa needs to create some turnovers. Grace Lyons has it now. Chelsea Overbeek comes out on Lyons. And Lyons now backs out toward half court. Lyons works to the left of the key. Cross court feed to Mateer. Rams have had it for over a minute now, and they're saying, wait, we'll just play keep away. Why not? Mateer on the dribble. Panthers do not have just one foul here in this fourth quarter. Lions with it now. Overbeek out on her. Now Wipich has it. Wipich works right. Reynolds is on her. Panthers are starting to amp up the defensive pressure. Now Higgins right side. Not under four to go now. Rams have had it for over a minute and a half. And the Rockford fans, they're happy to see this. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Brad Wilson of Rockford. This will be a full timeout. 3:48 remaining. It is Rockford 45, West Ottawa 34. Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right. Game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Now, in case you just joined us, Rockford led 11-10 after one quarter. It was tied at the half at 23. Rockford took a 7-point lead midway through the third quarter. The Panthers cut it to 2 at 32-30, but since then, the Rams have outscored the Panthers 13-4. And you got to figure West Ottawa is going to have to go to some type of trapping pressure or something to try to create some turnovers. Because the sands on the hourglass are slipping away from the Panthers right now. Inbounds pass comes to Mateer. Mateer being harassed by Reynolds. Now to Lyons, back to Mateer. Over to Wipich, and the three guards for West Ottawa play keep away from her. They try to trap. Now Wipich with it. Wipich over to Mateer, back to Lyons. It's a three-guard game right now for Rockford. And the Panthers are sending two players after the ball, but Rockford doing an excellent job of handling it. Now getting trapped is Lyons, and we do get a Panther foul. Who's it on? That'll be on Overbeek. On Chelsea, that's her fourth. Second team foul on the Panthers here in the fourth quarter. 3:20 remaining. Inbounds pass to Mateer. To Lyons, back to Mateer again. Back to Lyons again at the big block G. Pass is bobbled by Wipich, and we're going to get a West Ottawa foul, a push. I think this will be on Taylor Catton. On Taylor, that's her third. Clock now at 3:10. Panthers have not scored in this fourth quarter. Wipich with it. Now Lyons. And now we get a Panther foul. I think this is going to be on Gabby. It is on Reynolds. That'll be Gabby's third, 14 foul on West Ottawa. 3:01 remaining, 45-34 Rockford. Ball knocked loose, but Rockford gets it back, and now losing her footing. That's going to be a traveling delay, they call it. Grace Lyons lost her footing along the far side. Oh, wait a minute. There's a timeout. The question is, did the timeout occur before the violation was called? I don't know. Rockford took a 30-second timeout. 2:57 remaining. It is Rockford 45, West Ottawa 34. I wonder if they got the timeout before the traveling violation was whistled. And I can't tell what happened first. I think Rockford's going to have the ball. Yep, the Rams are going to have it. I could not tell by what happened on the court whether the timeout was whistled before they called the travel. They get it to Higgins, and we get a foul. That'll be team foul number 5 on West Otto. Who's it on? I think that's on Lemus. Check that. They gave the foul to Brooke Pedersen. That's her 4th. So Pedersen with 4, Overbeek with 4. Kate Higgins at the line with 2 free throws with 2:55 remaining. Higgins' first one off the front, no good. One more for Higgins. Second one is no good. Reynolds has the rebound. Panthers need a run. Reynolds to Overbeek. Overbeek to the right elbow. Jumper by Chelsea. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Jordan Mateer of Rockford. 2:40 left. 45-34 Rockford. Panthers still haven't scored in the fourth quarter. Mateer with it. Over to Lyons. Back to Mateer. As again, the Rams spread the floor. Lyons throws it over the head of her teammate. Reynolds comes the other way. Reynolds to the basket. Reynolds puts it up and in. And Paul Chapman takes a quick timeout. That's 25 for Gabby Reynolds. And that cuts the Rockford lead to 45-36 with 2:22 remaining in this ball game. You can keep up with everything MHSA on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. So here's the game reset right now. 2:22 left. West Ottawa's over the limit. So any foul on the Panthers will send the Rams to the free throw line. Rockford does not have a foul here in this quarter, so they could be aggressive on defense. Possession arrow on a held ball favors West Ottawa. And the Panthers are going to press. Ryan Whitford to inbound and Magali Lemus guards. Inbounds pass. And losing the ball along the baseline is Lyons, but they're going to give it to Rockford. Lyons completely lost the ball out of bounds. That should be West Ottawa ball. The ball was never touched by anybody in black. My goodness. Pressure again by the Panthers. Inbounds to Whitepitch. Whitepitch comes up court. Reynolds is trailing her. Back outside to Whitford. Over to Lyons. And Lyons is fouled by Taylor Catton. And Catton just picked up her 4th foul. So we now have 3 Panthers with 4 fouls. Grace Lyons, one of the 2 seniors on this Rockford team at the line. She makes the first. That gives her 10 for the contest. It's back to a 10-point Rockford lead. Addie Skolton checks out. Brooke Pedersen is in. Second free throw, no good, and it's going to go over to the Panthers. 2:10 remaining. Rockford 46, West Ottawa 36. Here comes Reynolds with it. Reynolds into the front court. Reynolds doubled in the corner. Reynolds, pull-up jumper from 15, no good. Rebound, Kate Higgins. Higgins gets rid of it to Lyons. Up ahead to Mateer, 1:52 left. Now Wajpic with it. She'll work it across the timeline. Wajpic doubled, gets rid of it to Lyons. Now back across to Mateer. 140 left. Panthers send two after the ball. But again, Rockford doing a good job of playing keep away. And now we get a Panther foul. And who's it on? That's on Magali Lemus. And that's her third. Jordan Mateer will go to the line. She has 4 points, all of them in here in the second half. 1:36 to play. First free throw from Mateer is good. 47-36 Rockford. The Rams pull everybody off the free throw line. They won't contest the rebound. Second free throw is good. 48-36 Rams. Here's Reynolds. 1:30 left. Reynolds, jumper from 15. No good. Rebound. Kate Higgins again. Seems like Kate Higgins has gotten every rebound tonight for Rockford. Here's Wajpic with it. 1:20 to go. Wajpic. Cross court to Mateer. Mateer double. Gets rid of it to Lyons. Lyons back out at the G logo. Now Lemus will foul Wajpic with 1:09 on the clock. And it's looking more and more likely that the Rockford Rams are going to head back to the Breslin Center to get a chance to try to repeat as state champions. Wajpic with two free throws. She has 16 tonight. First free throw is no good. She's 5 of 7 from the line tonight. And the Rockford student section saying, "You can't beat us." And Wajpic hits the second. This would be the 10th straight win for Rockford over West Ottawa. 49-36 Rams, 1:05 left. Reynolds, three-pointer. No good. And it hits the guy wire above the backboard. It'll go to the Rams. Addie Skolton, Avery Van Dellen will check in for the Panthers. Overbeek will check out. So will Pedersen. Long inbounds, and the Wajpic fell down. The Panthers got a steal. Here's Reynolds. Gabby puts up a runner. No good. Rebounded by Lyons. She's fouled by Addie Skolton. Seconds remaining. Grace Lyons will go to the free throw line. She's got 10 points tonight. Now the Rams, not playing at full strength with the injury to Sienna Wolf, but as you can see, they still got plenty of firepower. Lyons makes the first. She'll have one more. 50-36 Rockford. Second free throw is good. A valiant effort by the Panthers tonight, but the road is going to come to an end here. Here's Reynolds with a runner. Reynolds puts it up, no good. Pedersen with the rebound. Now Chelsea Overbeek. Overbeek to Taylor Catton. 38 seconds to go. Now Reynolds. Reynolds, step back three-pointer. It's an air ball. Seconds remaining, and Panthers are going to press. Reynolds forces a turnover. Overbeek to Taylor Catton. Catton feeds Gabby. Gabby puts it up. It rolls in and out, no good. That thought Reynolds was fouled. Reynolds with a steal. Reynolds put back up, no good. Seconds left. We're going to get a West Ottawa foul. And the foul is whistled on Taylor Catton, and the Rockford fans rise to their feet. And Brad Wilson's going to get some fresh bodies into the ball game. Rockford will go to 24-1 on the season. West Ottawa will end its season at 20-7. But what a run the Panthers made this year. Paul Chapman's going to get some people into the ball game. Jayla Means, a freshman, keep an eye on her. She will be definitely a player to watch next season. Sydney Wilcox, a junior, is checked in. Aubrey Veltema is in the ball game. She's a junior. Free throw, no good by Lions. She'll have one more. Brooke Villeneuve, a junior, will check in for the Panthers. 16.1 seconds left. Nyla Stewart, a freshman, is going to check in. And is Reynolds going to get a curtain call here? Chelsea Overy gets a hug from Paul Chapman. And finally, Gabby Reynolds comes off and gets a hug from Paul Chapman. And the West Ottawa fans showing their appreciation, and the Rockford fans showing their appreciation for the young lady who has had a sensational career at West Ottawa that ends with a Miss Basketball Award. Gabby finishes with 25 points tonight. She'll end her career with 1,899 points for her career. Less than 10 seconds left. Means with it. Means works toward the baseline. Down to 3 seconds. Down to two. Three-point shot on the way. No good by Aubrey Veltema. This game is over, and the Rockford Rams will go to the Breslin Center on Friday afternoon for the semifinals. What a battle the Panthers put up tonight. But in the end, the Rockford Rams pull away late. They close out the game on a 20-6 run, and they win it 52-36. We're going to take a break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC and WHTC.com.
Back to high school basketball action on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to Vanderslice Gymnasium at Granville High School. Greg Chandler with you. And the Rockford Rams celebrating as they defeat the West Ottawa Panthers in the quarterfinal game tonight by a score of 52-36. It's going to go down in the books as a 16-point win for the Rams, but up for most of the night, West Ottawa went toe-to-toe with the Rams and played with them on even terms. It really wasn't until the fourth quarter that the Rams started to pull away. Yeah, as West Ottawa was held to 2 points in the final 8 minutes of the ball game. It was 11-10 Rockford after one quarter. The teams were tied at 23 at the half. And even midway through the third quarter, Rockford only led 32-30, but the Rams then started to pull away a little bit. It was 40-34 after three quarters. And then Rockford, just by and large, just kind of played keep away from the Panthers in the fourth quarter and forced West Ottawa to foul. And most of Rockford's points in the fourth quarter came at the free throw line. And West Ottawa just could not buy a bucket in that final eight-minute stretch. So the Rams are now 24-1 on the season. And they're going to get a chance to repeat as state champions, trying to become the first Division I / Class A team to go back-to-back since Bloomfield Hills Marion did it in 2014-2015. You might remember a little bit further back, Grand Haven from the OK Red, coached by Hope College grad Katie Kowalczyk-Fulmer, went back-to-back and won Class A titles in 2012 and 2013. So it has certainly been done before by an OK Red team. West Ottawa ends its season at 20 wins and 7 losses, but with their first district title since 2012 and their first regional title in 38 years. So really a terrific, terrific season for the Panthers, and a few tears being shed by the Panthers right now, but they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. They put a great effort up tonight. It just was not quite enough in that game against Rockford. We're going to take a break and go over the scoring coming up next as we roll on with our post-game show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450, WHTC and WHTC.com.
The home for the Tigers, Lions, and Red Wings, as well as top local high school football and basketball action. 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, Holland.
Taking a look at the scoring in tonight's contest. First for the Rockford Rams, they were led by junior guard Anna Wipich, and she's the leader of this team, and she was terrific in the second half tonight. She ends up with 17 points. She had 9 of those points in the third quarter. That's when Rockford started to separate itself from West Ottawa. She had 5 field goals. One of those was a 3-pointer, and she was 6 out of 8 from the foul line tonight, was Anna Wipich. Grace Lyons had 13 points. She had 3 3-point baskets and was 4 of 6 from the foul line. Kate Higgins had 8 points, 3 baskets. 2 of those were 3-pointers. She had a boatload of rebounds. I didn't get a final rebounding total, but she had to have been in double figures in that category tonight. Jordan Mateer had a couple of baskets and was 2 of 2 from the line for 6 points. Ryan Whitford had a pair of 3-point baskets for 6 points. Desiree Donnelly had 1 basket for 2 points. Grace Young and Audrey Muderspa saw action for the Rams but did not score. For the West Ottawa Panthers, they were led tonight by senior guard Gabby Reynolds, the Miss Basketball Award recipient. Gabby playing the final game of her terrific career for the Panthers. She ends up with 25 points. She had 7 field goals. 2 of those were 3-pointers. She was 9 of 13 from the foul line. She ends her career with 1,899 points. She finished her season at just under 30 points a ball game on the season. And I mentioned this before. I'll say it again. Paul Chapman has coached a lot of basketball in his career. He's coached both at the boys and girls level. A few years he coached Demetrius Lake at Holland High School when Demetrius was lighting up the scoreboard and scored well over 2,000 career points. And he says Gabby Reynolds is the best player he has had of either gender of his coaching career. And of course, Gabby headed to George Washington University next season to play for the Colonials, and they are getting a good one, and I can't wait to see how Gabby performs at the next level. Checking the rest of the Panthers scoring, Brooke Pedersen, another senior who played her final game tonight. She had a great game in that regional final against Byron Center with a double-double, 10 points and 12 rebounds. Tonight, Brooke Pedersen had 4 points on 2 baskets. Avery Van Dellen had a 3-point basket for 3 points. Chelsea Overbeek, who has played so well all season long, came into the game as the Panthers' second leading scorer, was held in check tonight. She did not have a field goal. She had 2 free throws, and those were her only points of the game. Taylor Catton, a sophomore, she'll be back next year. She had 2 points on 1 basket. Magali Lemus, the post player, did not score tonight for the Panthers. Neither did Addie Skolton, Aubrey Veltema, Jayla Means, Sydney Wilcox, Brooke Villemer, and Nyla Stewart. And the Panthers end up with a total of 36 points. We're going to take one final break and come back to wrap things up here from Granville. You're listening to High School Basketball on 99.7 and 1450. WHTC, WHTC.com.
High school basketball now resumes on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
back with you one final time at Vanderslice Gymnasium in Granville. Again, Rockford will play the winner of the Temperance Bedford West Bloomfield game. I do not have a final on that one yet. They will play at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon at the Breslin Center, the other semifinal game, which will take place, I believe, at around 12:15. We'll pit the winners of the other quarterfinals, Rochester Hills Stony Creek against Grand Blanc in one, and then Holt against Belleville in the other. And the state championship in Division I will be played at 12:15 Saturday afternoon at the Breslin Center. Well, we have a lot of folks to thank who made our broadcast possible this evening. We'd like to thank the folks at West Ottawa High School. We'd like to thank Athletic Director Bill Kennedy, Administrative Assistant Karen Dykema, and also thanks to Head Coach Paul Chapman and his staff. And thanks to the folks at Granville High School. And a shout-out to Athletic Director Brian Parsons, as well as a couple of familiar faces that were here to greet us tonight. One of them, Ryan Klingler. Ryan, of course, teaches here at Granville. He was the former varsity boys basketball coach with the Bulldogs. And Ryan, of course, is now an assistant with Greg Mitchell on the Hope College staff. We also had a chance to talk to Kyle Vanderwall, who Hamilton High and Hope grad, who teaches here as well. He's also a former Granville boys basketball coach. It was good to see Kyle. I hadn't seen him in a long time. Had a nice brief conversation before the ball game. So thanks to all the folks at Granville High School for their helping us with our broadcast tonight. Thanks to Adam Cameron back at the studio for turning the dials and making sure we stayed on the air. And as always, we thank our business partners who bring these games to you. And we want to give a shout out. We had some special sponsors tonight who sponsored this game that weren't regular sponsors, specifically Village Inn Pizza and Lighthouse Title Group. But they stepped in and helped support our broadcast tonight. And thanks to our sponsors. If you listen to our broadcast, and make sure you pay a visit to one of our sponsors and thank them for the support of local high school sports. That support does not go unnoticed. Thanks to the folks back at WHTC, station manager Stefan Vandermolen, as well as people like Brent Allen and Dan Evans and Gary Stevens for their support for tonight's ball game. Most of all, we'd like to thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday night. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast, if not the final outcome of tonight's ball game. And we thank you for joining us for our high school sports coverage all season long. This will be our final high school broadcast until, maybe about the fourth week or so of August, when we will resume our high school football coverage. We don't know who the teams are going to be. We'll find those out soon enough. But we thank you for joining us all season long for our high school broadcast. And you can listen to our high school past broadcast in the podcast section at WHTC.com. That's going to do it for tonight's game and the 23-24 season from Granville High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Rams of Rockford High School 52, the West Ottawa Panthers 36.
You've been listening to Michigan High School Athletic Association Tournament Girls Basketball on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Village Inn, Lighthouse Title, Central Park Law, Glenda's Lakewood Flowers, OK Tire Stores, Van Weer and Hardware, Holland Aquatic Center, Sales Heating and Cooling, and Hop Insurance Agency. We now return to regular programming on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.